Light of a clear blue morning. The one and only Dolly Parton dies at 80. The New York Times. According to Jane Fonda, she was the voluptuous embodiment of empathy, and then she'd stick her butt out the car window and moon Kenny Rogers home. / Instagram. Ann Powers, her greatest works considered together, are their own version of the American songbook. NPR. Some data on the global impacts of Parton's philanthropic imagination library. The Conversation. See also, an author whose book was selected for the Imagination Library on suddenly having your work seen by millions of children. The JDS newsletter. Parton's Jolene is said to have been covered by other professional artists nearly 90 times. The Guardian. In one New York City subway station, Fulton Street has apparently been renamed Parton Street. / Blusk. A timeline of Parton's relationship with her husband Carl Dean. / People. See also, she never had kids and she's still a better parent than me. That woman is a saint. Reddit. If you enjoy these headlines, please join us as a sustaining member to support what we do and unlock access to paywalled links. Ontario Premier Doug Ford threatens to cut off electricity and minerals to the United States if the escalating trade fight worsens. PBS. Ford said last year he was happy Trump won the 2024 election, but that was before the guy pulled out the knife. The Wall Street Journal. Related, why are we at economic war with Canada? Because Trump and Trump alone wants to be. Vox. The Supreme Court allows the White House to restrict mail-in voting prior to the midterm elections. / NBC News. Meta agrees to a proposed $17 billion settlement and a bunch of new restrictions to resolve the child safety lawsuit. The Verge. What do children learn from books like Quantum Computing for Babies? That books are boring and reading is hard. The New Yorker. Unrelated, a remembrance for the nation's only unionized strip club. / Lowe's Angels Public Press. A big thank you to yesterday's anonymous new sustaining member.